You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, looking forward to it for sure. You know, it's been a tough road for him, and he's excited to get back in.
A lot of it was with Tage Thompson. Why do you think they had such an immediate chemistry together in the preseason?
I think, again, a little bit of a combination of lefty-righty, and I think sometimes just guys just get in a groove playing with somebody right away, and I thought they were. So, we'll see how it goes.
Say, is it difficult to have two guys that like to shoot the puck as much as both of them do to playing together?
We'll find out if one puck's enough. I don't anticipate that. I think you got to make the play that's there, and if you got a player that's, positioned to shoot it, you're going to shoot. You got to make a play. You got to make a play. That goes with every line.
You know, it's much more than the shootout goal. But what has Noah Austlin done to make the decision hard and to still be here with the Sabres instead of being down in Rochester?
I think just for what you said, he's played well defensively. He's played well. I think when you get called up and you get in a bigger role, you got to be able to defend. He's been able to defend. He's made plays. I think the shootout goal was just kind of the gravy for us. We knew he was good, and I was happy. I was happy for him. He's getting rewarded for playing well.
Young players often, that's where they struggle, is defensively. I mean, what has made him, we saw it even last year when he was struggling to get some points, but he was defending well. What makes him so good in that area?
It's just his hockey IQ, really. It's something that he's really comfortable with, reading the play and being in right position and, staying between, his player and the net. I mean, he can't overpower some guys, but positionally he can out-position somebody, and he's done a really good job with that.
Does he have a base of his game that most 21-year-olds don't have? You know what I mean? Something you can depend on night in, night out?
I would say the base of being really good defensively. Taking that on as a challenge and being able to play against top lines. That's probably the base that he might have on other young players.
Peyton had a nice game the other night. Just what was working for him and his line mates in Minnesota?
Well, I think you saw Minnie was, they got some big bodies and they're pretty heavy. I thought that was kind of our counter to that was that line, and they did a nice job for us. Obviously scored the goal, but I thought a lot of shifts control play when they were out there.
That's what you want to see from Peyton, like you were kind of talking about?
Physicality, make the right play, hang on to pucks. And I think we saw that.
You have Jordan Greenway. How did the game go? He had a game, a couple of games.
The game went good. He said he felt good, in the skates he's been in so far. We feel like we're making some headway. I thought that was the best he looked in a game. So, I think we're on the right track. He feels good about it, too. And I think it's been frustrating to this point, but I think the work he's putting now in, in the gym and the stuff we're trying to do with him, I think is helping.
Josh Norris, or for any player who's coming back in the lineup after an injury, what's kind of the biggest challenge they face in that reentry?
Well, it's just you've got to be ready to go. It's an all-out compete. It's not you can't ease in to the lineup. That's the hard part. When you step back in, you got to be able to be a player that makes a difference, and that'll be the challenge.
The way Oslin plays defensively, and you're getting similar impacts from guys like Kozak, Dunn. How much of that do you kind of credit to the coaching in Rochester that some of these guys you're calling up, at least with that part of the game, are kind of ready to go?
I think you got to give them a lot of credit. That's where they start their career. A lot of times the affiliate will play the same way as their apparent team. And, I think we've had great meetings about how we need to play, but I think the teaching is they have more practice time than we have by far. A lot of their weeks are, playing the weekend, and then you'll have Monday to Thursday to practice, or you'll get 3 days of practice. And you've got to give the coaches down there a lot of credit because they're the ones that, they get these players in the prime learning years. Maybe they're down there a year, maybe 2 years. And they understand that when they get here, they have to have them ready or they don't stay.
Do you have any update on Kesselring and Kulich?
Skated today, Kesselring, for I think the second time. Nobody else has skated on, if you're thinking about Kulik or Danforth.
When you're thinking about Winnipeg, you know what you're getting when you're up against Scheifele and Connor, but you're going to play them twice this week. Do you feel fortunate that you don't have to face the best goaltender in the world in Hellebuck?
I think we spend more time, Paul, worrying about our play. I look at all the injuries that, we've gone through, and I don't think teams walk in and say, well, we're fortunate to play Buffalo because they're missing Norris, Danforth. I think there's other goalies that have already proven throughout the league that they can step in and be more than capable of winning hockey games. So I don't want our team for 1 minute to take it for granted or think it's going to be easy because their goalie's missing.
Mike Bales has coached Comrie. I know he was here before you, but Mike Bales knows Comrie. Does that help?
Can be, for sure. I think there's still an element of, taking goalies' eyes away, making them see, and still, we got to get inside. We got to score the goals, the hard goals. Goals haven't come easy for us these last few games. I think you're going to get some of the nice opportunities, but it's trying to create those dirty opportunities that make it tough on goaltenders.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.